probably about 2010 was when I first noticed it, and that was when, you know, people first started really talking about it. I think that was right around the times that they set, you know, the setbacks and everything. But once again, it was all very, it was almost a distanced thing, because most of the fracking was occurring out, you know, in the West area. I've got a friend who owns a ton, and I met him through being on planning and zoning. He owns a ton of land out there. And we were talking about, you know, how they want to develop this land, and we have this problem because there's all these wells out there. And, you know, one of the things that he mentioned was, you know, when all the companies came out here, it's like the problem was they were just talking to ranchers. And these ranchers had, like, a bunch of land. And, mm-hmm. and a lot of that land that's west of Denton is dirt and clay and, you know, mesquite trees and, you know, basically just the detritus that you can't even graze anything on. So when somebody says, hey, we're going to put something here on this land that's really not worth much, they went, oh, okay, yeah, we'll make some money. You know, because at the time, nobody figured that this would ever develop out here. The funny thing about Denton is Denton has marketed itself as the heart of the Golden Triangle, and the Golden Triangle, are, you know, is Dallas, Fort Worth, and Denton, and they call it that because, you know, before, you know, out in Hillsboro, the, you know, the 35 split up, one goes to Fort Worth, one goes to Dallas, and then they recombine on the way to, you know, to Oklahoma, and they recombine at Denton. So ever since I first moved here, for probably 20 years, you know, whenever, ever since they did that to 35, they always said, Denton's the heart of the Golden Triangle, and someday we're going to be blah, blah, blah. And everyone, yeah, someday. Nobody's ever going to move out here. And those ranchers never saw it happening. I heard somebody once say, you know, the colony, not the colony, yeah, I think the colony has farther setbacks. Trophy Club, South Lake has like 1,000-foot setback. And a setback is the distance, you know, you can build a house, you can drill a well close mm-hmm. to a house, or you can build a house close to a well. And they set those there. And people always, you know, make it sound like South Lake is more progressive environmentally. No, they're not. That's a financial decision, right? Somebody years ago, when, you know, people started approaching them, you know, for fracking, looked at the map and went, no, because we can take a few $1,000s for mineral rights here, or if we sit on this for a few years, we will make millions of dollars, and fracking will actually make this land worth nothing. And those were the two different decisions, right? You had ranchers out in West Denton who figured nothing would ever happen here, and the people to the southeast of us went, no, this is going to be big. We connect Dallas to Fort Worth. We're sitting on this land. When I became, you know, and like I said, so when the discussions of, you know, setbacks and everything were kind of there. Once again, at the time, it didn't really impact me, because a lot of Denton itself, Denton proper, if you look at the map of where the wells are, you know, if you live at UNT, if you live, you know, where I live, you know, over by the fairgrounds and all this kind of stuff, there's no wells there. They never put wells there. And I actually presented this to City Council a few weeks ago. It's like, you know, if you look at Denton proper, we by default have a setback of over 1,000 feet, because there's no wells here. The problem is future citizens are going to be exposed to this. So for me, it wasn't a thing where it was top of mind. We knew there was pollution. We knew the pollution was getting worse. For me, even the full impact didn't hit me until after the fracking ban, when we discovered my son had asthma.